Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Alex.
So yesterday we took a tour behind the scenes of the stage show The Lion King at the Minskoff Theatre.
Yep, it was interesting. We went behind the scenes and learned a lot about the way that the show is set up.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't learned much about the show itself.
Yeah. Now, as I said yesterday, I think the audience should see the show first and then take the tour, because I think if they knew too much about how it all worked, they wouldn't be as amazed.
Right. It's better to see the show and be impressed by it.
Yeah.
And maybe then pull back the curtain a bit and see how it's all put together and what tools the actors use to put that show on.
Yeah. For example, we learned about the crews of people who operate the mechanical heads of the lions and the actors who wear stilts to portray the giraffes. And, you know, if you didn't know how they did those things, you'd be more impressed.
Right. And we went behind the scenes to see the show's large set pieces like Pride Rock.
Mm-hmm. And then the tourists visited the orchestra pit to see where the musicians perform. That's okay. You know, you're not going to see any secrets revealed in the orchestra part. But
right.
Yeah. So as Alex said, we didn't learn too much about The Lion King itself. So we're going to do that right now. Let's read through the article and find out what we can about it. Reading.
The Story of the Lion King on Broadway. The Lion King is one of Broadway's longest-running shows and the most profitable musical in history. It has made more than $1 billion. That's because The Lion King has staged more than 1,600 shows. The Lion King debuted in 1997 and is based on the 1994 Disney film of the same name. It features music from British singer-songwriter Sir Elton John and Oscar-winning composer Hans Zimmer. Many of the film's hit songs, including Hakuna Matata, are in the musical. There are also songs not present in the film. The story's animals are played by actors in costumes that creatively portray lions, warthogs, meerkats, and more. Fans of the film will be excited to see the musical expand on its story as well. There are also complicated dance routines and costumes that represent the story's setting of Africa. To purchase tickets for the show, please visit lionking.com. Tickets range in price from US$127 to US$199, and there is seating available in both the mezzanine and orchestra areas.
The article starts by saying, The Lion King is one of Broadway's longest-running shows and the most profitable musical in history.
Whoa.
That adjective they use, longest running, is, and you'll see this a lot, when we put a superlative adjective next to a continuous verb like this, we make an adjective that explains more than the first one did. Longest running means that this is one of the shows that has been put on for the longest time.
So they've kind of started it a long time ago, and it's not stopped since then, and they've done more shows or whatever, and it's been... People can get tickets and go to see it for longer than other shows which may have closed down earlier.
Exactly. An example sentence might be, this cartoon is the longest running show on American TV.
Got to be The Simpsons.
It is The Simpsons.
Yeah, it
has to be The Simpsons. Since 1989.
That's impressive. We've had some soap operas in the UK that have been running since the 1970s. So they're pretty long running. But they've had so many changes of cast that
right.
it's essentially not the same show as it was. Whereas The Simpsons, it's the same characters. So it's more difficult to do. Now, we also describe The Lion King as the most profitable musical in history. Something that is profitable. This describes something that brings in a lot of money. It makes a lot of money. It could be a movie or a theatre show. It could be a particular product a company has. It could be a kind of crop grown by a farmer, you know, that he can make a lot of money by selling. Mm-hmm. Could even describe an industry, as in this example, Tourism is one of this country's most profitable industries. So this country makes the most large amount of money from tourists who come there, spend money, stay in hotels, and so on.
Right. The article explains, it has made more than $1 billion US.
Whoa.
And that word billion means 1,000 million. $1 billion is a really large amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's about half as much as Taipei 101 cost to build, just to give an example of
build half a Taipei 101 for $1 billion.
Right.
US dollars. I will mention here that in the UK, a billion is counted as a million. It's one of those odd things, and so I think it may be sort of going out of fashion.
Right.
To kind of align with the sort of 1,000 million, but certainly for when I was growing up, we would describe a billion as a million rather than 1,000 million. But it's just one of those, you know, little small differences between US English and American English, and I think it is or already has changed a bit.
Right. I imagine in any kind of business matter, it helps to be talking about the same number.
The same number, yeah. I was once part of a company that was sold for almost £2 billion. It was a very valuable company.
Right.
So it wasn't me that was worth all that money, I should add. I was probably worth about £2 of that £2 billion. But anyway, it's a vast amount of money. And why? And the reason why it's made all this money is, as the article says, that's because The Lion King has staged more than 1,600 shows. To stage just means to put on a show. And a quick note about that number, you can say 1,600. Some people find it easier to say 1,600.
Right. The article explains, The Lion King debuted in 1997 and is based on the 1994 Disney film of the same name. That word debut is a verb, and it means to be shown publicly for the first time. A theater play, movie, TV show, or anything else all debut when people see them for the first time. You might notice that this word is pronounced differently than it's spelled, and that's because English borrowed this word debut from another language.
Probably French.
It is French, yeah. So it's not pronounced quite the same way that it looks like it should be.
Yeah, it's not debut or anything like that.
Right.
Australians do pronounce it debut. They pronounce it slightly differently.
You know, Australians do a lot of...
Debut.
Silly things.
The T is silent.
Yes. An example sentence might be, before the movie debuts on Friday, the company is trying to make sure everyone knows it's coming to theaters.
Now, we can use debut as a noun as well, just to mean something or someone's first appearance. Like,
right.
If a player plays for their sports team for the very first time, we say it's that player's debut.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of having their first appearance and the fans will see them for the first time. Now, we saw that The Lion King is based on a Disney film of the same name. And we use the phrase be based on to show where the idea for a show or a book or a movie actually comes from. Now, sometimes one thing is based on another book or movie. You get a lot of movies based on books. Other movies could be based on computer games, toys, and these days, comic book characters. Other stories could be based on real history, someone's life story, or even an odd dream that a person has had.
Mm-hmm. And the article explains, it features music from British singer-songwriter Sir Elton John and Oscar-winning composer Hans Zimmer. That word singer-songwriter is someone who is both a singer and a songwriter. Usually this means that they're a singer who writes their own songs. And Sir Elton John is a very famous British singer and songwriter.
Yeah. Now, you can have a situation where somebody else writes the songs for a singer.
Right.
Or somebody else, you know, and that's their job. They just write songs. They don't
right.
sing them themselves. Or sometimes they sing a few of their songs. So some people are just better at writing them and some people are better at singing them. So it's perfectly fine. Now, we describe the composer here, Hans Zimmer, as Oscar winning, which is used to describe a person or movie or even a song that has won an Oscar or an Academy Award, which is the biggest award in the movie industry and a big selling point for, you know, if they're Oscar winners, then a lot of people are going to want to go and see the movies or rent them or buy them and so on.
Right. It's the biggest thing that you can do.
Yeah.
That Oscar is that little gold statue of a dude.
Sure.
We also used the word composer, which is someone who writes the music part of music.
Yeah.
A composer doesn't write words,
mm-hmm.
but writes the musical notes that are played in a song.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we mean this to mean a person who writes music that doesn't have any words.
True.
We might use it about someone who writes classical music,
mm-hmm.
like Beethoven.
Yep, or movie scores.
Right. In this case, Hans Zimmer writes a lot of movie scores. An example sentence might be, to become a composer, Terence studied famous music from the past and learned about how those composers wrote their music.
Yeah, I find that whole idea of actually writing the music for something quite fascinating. Like, I get writing song lyrics, that I can understand how that works. I've never understood how writing music works for musicians, and they can't always explain it either. So it's a magical thing about it. Anyway, back to the article, we see that many of the film's hit songs, including Hakuna Matata, are in the musical. So if you know the songs from the movie, then you'll see them in the musical as well.
Right. There are also songs not present in the film, and present is an adjective which simply means there. Something is present when it is there and not there. So the article is explaining that some of the songs that are in the musical weren't in the movie. An example sentence might be, at the beginning of class, the teacher went down the list of names to check who was present.
Yeah, in this case, the opposite would be absent.
Right.
So the article continues, the story's animals, so that's the lions and so on, are played by actors in costumes that creatively portray lions, warthogs, meerkats, and more. Remember that word portray from yesterday? We looked at that. Now here we're looking at the word costume. Costume is a special outfit worn in order that a person can dress up as someone or something else for parties, for Halloween, for plays and shows and so on. It's just the clothes that they wear when they're in this particular role. For example, Pat has worn a pirate costume on a number of occasions.
That's right.
Yeah, I have. You can see it on my Facebook. It's all over there.
We also use the word warthog, which is a kind of African wild pig with big teeth sticking out of its mouth to either side, like two of its bottom teeth are just really big and growing out the sides
of
its
mouth. Yeah, like almost up to the level of its nose kind of thing.
Right. And if you've seen The Lion King, Pumbaa is a warthog.
Yep, and Pumbaa's buddy is Timon, isn't it? It's pronounced.
Right.
And he is a meerkat, which is another African animal. It's not a cat, actually. It's just this kind of small meat-eating animal. They live in groups, and they're kind of known for standing up on their back legs to sort of look around quite nervously sort of thing. So even though they run around on four legs, they stand up on their two legs with their heads in the air looking around. They mostly live underground, and they eat kind of insects, birds.
Right.
Other very, very small, maybe little lizard things. But yeah, so that's Timon and Pumbaa from the show.
Mm-hmm. Fans of the film will be excited to see the musical expand on its story as well. That phrase, expand on, means to take something that already existed and make it bigger in some way. In this case, the musical is longer than the movie, so there are more parts of the story. An example might be, this book expands on another one by telling us what happened before it. So the article is explaining that the musical is in some way bigger than the movie, maybe more
characters, more bits of storyline, maybe talks about a bit more about the history of, could be, you know, why Scar doesn't like Mufasa,
right.
You know, something like that. Now, there are also complicated dance routines and costumes that represent the story's setting of Africa. So here people are kind of pretending to be, you know, as well as animals, could be trees, rocks, the sun comes down, and this doesn't talk about how a character is feeling, this is just showing what Africa is like. Now, these are quite complicated. The word complicated means that it contains many individual parts, factors, details, and so on. We can also use the word complicated to mean difficult to do or difficult to understand because it contains so many smaller individual parts and factors. Here's an example of how we can use it. I have no idea how to fix this complicated machine. Now here we're talking about a complicated dance routine.
Right, and a dance routine is a set of dance moves that you do to a song. Dancers practice their routines many times before they're ready to perform them. dance routines can be long or short, depending on what you need, but it's that set of moves that you do to accompany, to go with a particular song.
Yeah, I think of all the K-pop bands and the things that they do. They're pretty complicated dance routines. Okay, so now we're kind of talking about if you want to go and see this show. Okay, we've kind of given you a taste of what's in it. So now you'll want to go. And the article says, to purchase tickets for the show, please visit lionking.com. Purchase is just a verb that means the same as buy. If you purchase something, you buy something.
That's right. And the article explains, tickets range in price from $127 US to $199 US. And there is seating available in both the mezzanine and orchestra areas.
Hmm.
That phrase, range from A to B, means that tickets can be as cheap as $127 US, but not cheaper, and as expensive as $199 US, but not more expensive. We call it a range when something is between two numbers. It could be 127, it could be 199, or it could be somewhere between them.
Mm-hmm.
An example might be, the temperature today will range from 25 to 32 degrees.
Okay, so it's never going to get hotter than 32, which is plenty hot,
yep,
or colder than 25, which is still pretty warm.
Yep.
Now then, we talked about where there is seating available. Seating means the arrangements of seats in a particular location. So in a room, the seating could just be, okay, there's a sofa there, there's an armchair there, there's another chair there. In a large area, it could be where many people are expected to sit, like a ballpark or a movie theater. So the seating there is arranged into big blocks of seats, you know, okay. And then we talk about aisle seats, and we talk about, okay, in the middle, on the left, on the right, in a baseball park, it could be up high, down low, which side of the stadium, and so on. On a plane, it could be, again, aisle, window, front, back, all of those different things. And we can also refer to seats on boats or trains, again, the seating arrangements. Where is there? Is there enough seating in this carriage? No, there's no more seating in this carriage. All the seats are full. You'll have to go to another carriage. Now, here we're saying the seating is both in the orchestra areas, which is down at the front where the musicians are, and also in the mezzanine areas.
Right. And a mezzanine is sort of a middle floor between two others. Think of a building that has a first and second floor with something in between them.
Mm-hmm.
You see these in big buildings like museums that might have these sort of middle floors, or in theaters, where what we're talking about is a sort of raised seating area above the ground floor.
Yeah, it's kind of, there's no roof and it's not completely connected. So it's kind of like, it could be like walkways or something around like half of the room, but the other half is open so you could see down into the floor below.
Right.
So yeah, it's kind of like a half floor.
Right. You see these in large theaters and concert halls.
Yeah, restaurants.
Not so much in movie theaters.
No, not really in a movie theater, unless it was a really big one.
Maybe a really big one.
Yeah, super huge one. Okay, but lots of seating. You can see in our article, there's a picture of where the mezzanine is to explain it. Well, that brings us to the end of the article. We're now going to go to today's For You chat question. So our question is, what is your favorite play or musical and why?
Right. And my answer for this might be a fairly common one, but my favorite play is Hamlet.
Okay. Yeah. My favorite Shakespeare one is The Tempest, actually.
The Tempest is a pretty good one, too.
Enjoy The Tempest. I've seen a bunch of productions. I studied it in high school. I think the characters of Caliban, Prospero, and a bunch of the others are really interesting. Why do you like Hamlet?
It's just, it's hard to express in just one word, but the sort of how much the story pulls you in and how it's associated with so many amazing performances by really great actors.
That's true. Musical-wise, I saw a version of The Lord of the Rings as a musical, and I was blown away by the things they did with the costumes and the stage and everything and the songs. Like, it was incredible. I wish I could go and see it again or get it on DVD. I look occasionally when I remember, but yeah, that was an amazing musical. All right, that brings us to the end of today. Thank you for listening to our article for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Alex.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Story of the Lion King on Broadway. The Lion King is one of Broadway's longest-running shows and the most profitable musical in history. It has made more than $1 billion. That's because The Lion King has staged more than 1,600 shows. The Lion King debuted in 1997 and is based on the 1994 Disney film of the same name. It features music from British singer-songwriter Sir Elton John and Oscar-winning composer Hans Zimmer. Many of the film's hit songs, including Hakuna Matata, are in the musical. There are also songs not present in the film. The story's animals are played by actors in costumes that creatively portray lions, warthogs, meerkats, and more. Fans of the film will be excited to see the musical expand on its story as well. There are also complicated dance routines and costumes that represent the story's setting of Africa. To purchase tickets for the show, please visit lionking.com. Tickets range in price from $127 to $199, and there is seating available in both the mezzanine and orchestra areas.
Vocabulary Review. Profitable. The company is looking for ways to make its business more profitable. Billion. It will cost more than $1 billion to take control of this international business. Composer. Vienna, Austria, was the birthplace of many great composers, including Johann Strauss and Franz Schubert. Present. Some of the features in the final model of this product were not present in the original design. Costume. The boss told his employees that they were welcome to wear costumes to work on Halloween. Complicated. This problem is quite complicated, so it may take a while for us to find a solution.